Namaskar. An organization called the New World Wealth rates India 6th most wealthiest nation in the world. We are the 6th most richest nation according to them. New World Wealth is a global market research agency based out of Johannesburg, South Africa. And they specialized in wealth ratings for countries. This doesn't excite me. It doesn't excite me for two reasons. A is that 73% of the wealth that our country has is owned by 1% of our countrymen. 73% of our wealth is owned by 1% of our countrymen. Roughly around 1.3 crore people owes almost everything that is there in our country. In fact, the thing is, almost 30% of our people, 30% of India's population, 30% of India's population, 36 crores, over 36 crore people live with 127 rupees per day budget. 127 rupees per day budget is what they get every day. We could never spread our wealth from top to bottom. Wealth has always been restricted to one genre of people. We also have a large middle class population in the middle. Middle class and lower middle class population in the middle. But the difference between the wealthy, the middle class, lower middle class, and the lower class, which is the poor and the below the poverty line, has been massive. If you juxtapose the same situation and if you look at it from a global perspective, the global rate goes as follows. In fact, the global rates is more alarming. Okay, I'll give you some global statistics. Half the world's population, that is more than 300 crore of people, half the world's population live in less than $2.5, which is around 160 rupees per day. More than half the world's population, 300 crore of people live in a per day income of less than 160 rupees. More than 1.3 billion, which is 130 crore of people live in extreme poverty, which is at 75 rupees per day. So the global situation as it is sounded is not very different. Though of course, one thing is for sure, India constitutes of 30% of the global poor. 30% of the global poor comes from India. So we definitely are a poor country, and we definitely are a group of people who have shunted our poor and never allowed our poor to grow up. And this happens right from the independence to now. We have never allowed our poor to grow up. But the fact remains that poverty is not something which is limited to India. It's a global phenomena. Though it has always been projected as something which is a very Indian thing. But it's a global phenomenon. Let me take you through a few more statistics. Over 100 crore of children worldwide, 100 crore of children worldwide are living in poverty according to UNICEF. And 22,000 children die every day due to poverty and malnutrition. Second fact, 80 crore of people worldwide do not have enough food to eat per day. Log aadha roti khakar sote hain. This is a global phenomena. India may be leading the show, but it's a global phenomena. More than 75 crore of people have no access to clean drinking water. Global phenomena. 75 crore of people do not get water to drink, clean drinking water to drink, and therefore diarrhea and other diseases that are caused kills almost 8,42,000 people globally, which is 2,300 people almost daily. In 211, 16.5 crore children under the age of 5 were stunned due to chronic malnutrition. 16.5 crore children wouldn't grow due to chronic malnutrition. So the problem is, poverty is a global issue. Poverty is not India's issue alone, or poverty is not a third world issue alone. Poverty is a global issue. Unfortunately, everything is discussed in the world. Between all this Hindu, Muslim, Jews, Israel, Palestine, Kashmir, Pakistan, what we do forget is people die. 80 crore people sleep hungry every night. Nobody has discussed this till date. Namaskar.